Sony Pictures must be wondering how exactly it got itself into this jam. After all, judging from the trailer, the interview is hardly a piece of iconic comedy that will ever rival the achievements of Charlie Chaplin, the Marx Brothers, or Woody Allen.
We will meet 50 kilometers west of Dingdong, northeastern China.
Did you just say China? And did you just say Dong?
It's premise that a fictional American talk show host is invited to interview Kim Jong-un, the very real dictator of North Korea. And before heading to Pyongyang, he's asked to do the CIA's dirty work.
You two are going to be in a room alone with Kim, and the CIA would love it if you could take him out. Take him out.
For coffee?
Dinner.
For kimchi?
No, take him out.
You want us to kill the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
While there have been recent Hollywood productions that have alienated foreign powers, remember Kazakhstan's protests about Sacha Baron Cohen's character Borat, there has never been a response quite like the one that US officials say North Korea unleashed on Sony Pictures. Computer hackers calling themselves the Guardians of Peace broke into Sony's mainframe, stole thousands of emails exchanged between its executives, plus copies of unreleased films, and they acquired the passwords used by members of the Sony team that apparently were stored in a file cunningly called passwords.
This is a matter that is still under investigation, both by the FBI and the National Security Division of the Department of Justice.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The investigation is progressing. As the members of the National Security team meet to discuss this matter, they are considering a range of options.
Sony's decision to shelve the Christmas Day launch of the interview was made after Guardians of Peace, or at least someone acting in their name, threatened to launch attacks against cinemas in America that screened the film. But Sony's decision to bow to the inevitable after five of America's leading theater chains said they were dropping the movie has been met with a storm of protest. On Twitter, actors, directors, and screenwriters called Sony's decision sickening, un-American and cowardly. Charles Rahi Chun is one of the actors in the film.
America is really based on freedom. Freedom of expression, freedom of creativity, freedom of being who we are. And to let a country that is really led by fear and intimidation affect our way of life, I think that's something we need to examine and make sure it never happens again.
But amid all that talk about artistic freedom, there's been another plot twist in the story. It's emerged that there are some people in Washington who have already seen the interview. Obama administration officials who shared input with the filmmakers but claim they were not trying to influence the creative process. Again, White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Administration officials were consulted about the film prior to its release at the request of officials from the company that was producing the movie.
I spent a lot of time with Kim, and I think he's not a bad guy.
If only Sony could travel back in time to that moment when they were first pitched the interview as a movie. That's one retake executives at the company must surely wish they were able to order.
You cannot pull out of this.
I'm pulling out.
You're way too deep to pull out.
I'm pulling out.
No, you're not. You're leaving it in.
I've been pulling out for years, son.
Simon Marks, Washington.